It isn't often that silt makes the news, but Daniel Saito of Daniel's Shipping Service out of Duluth Superior says silt can stop a cargo-carrying ship. Although the Twin Ports are in good shape, other ports are not.
Oh, no doubt. Whenever we have the wind blowing the wrong way, I got a problem.
The Lake Carriers Association says vessels haven't been able to carry full loads since 1997. The Waterways Development Act means the Army Corps of Engineers will have enough money to deepen port channels in the Great Lakes over the next 10 years. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin says this act is a long time in coming.
This is going to be a significant benefit to the Great Lakes region because prior to that, we were losing out to dredging projects on either coast of the United States, but they had ignored what we call our fresh coast.
Nature is relentless when it comes to adding silt and sediment, so dredging has to be ongoing. Duluth Superior Port Director Vanta Cota says dredging will be done where it is most needed.
Sets the Great Lakes system as a network so that dredging decisions can be made across the region as one unit with economic impact in mind. It's a point in which no matter what side of the aisle you sit, you can come to the agreement that that is the United States government function to make us globally competitive.
The bill also allows Milwaukee to move forward with restoring the Burnham Canal and pays for harbor maintenance in the Great Lakes. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.